And a snap that goes over the punter's head as Tyler Petullo does manage to get a pretty decent punt away. And it will be downed inside the 40, close to the, looks like about the 37-yard line. A couple updates to get you up to speed on here. The Green Devils over the Marlette Red Raiders into the first quarter down there, 12-7. No further updates on the games that we have at hand, but we do have Harbor Beach 12, Mayville nothing, Sandusky leading USA 6-0, Vassar 12, Bad Axe nothing, and the Cougars of All Saints 14, the Reese Rockets 7. Those are the updates that we have up to the moment.
And anytime you get an athlete like Drew Janer over at Bay City All Saints, I know we've seen him on the basketball court a couple of times, and you know, just to look at him, you don't think he's much of an athlete, but, I mean, the kid's a heck of a basketball player and sure is one of the better quarterbacks in the area.
And when he's on, he's on. He's dangerous. Handoff for the Bearcats. Brett Cleary, the ball carrier, and Cleary managed to find his way up to the 40-yard line. That is a pickup of 3, so second down and 7 coming up. Just under 7 minutes to play here in the first half.
Yeah, I remember Janer there when they played Vassar in basketball. He threw down a couple of nice dunks. I mean, I was very impressed. But yeah, you know, I've seen him in years past on the football field, and he piles up the numbers for a pretty decent Bay City All Saints football team. They're 5-2, looking to make the playoffs here tonight with a win.
And I think they'll probably slip in at 5-4. They'll play in Division 8. So,
well, they might slip in with a win tonight. Who knows? Right now, leading Reese 14-7.
Handoff to Tyler Peruski, a flag in the backfield. Peruski breaks free at midfield. Peruski at the 40. He is at the 30. It's a foot race now between him and one other Deckerville defender. He'll go into the end zone for a touchdown, but a penalty marker back here near the 32-yard line. This one may be coming back, and it is.
Yeah, an illegal shift on Ubley. One of the wings heading out to the right side. He wasn't quite set. You could see it, and Ubley snapped the ball without him being set, and that 60-yard touchdown run by Tyler Peruski is going to be wiped out. That's why the fans weren't getting too excited. I think they saw the same thing, too. I could tell they were kind of like, just stop running.
Even at the end of the play, you could see Tyler Peruski kind of let up, and the Deckerville defender let up as though they got word down there that
somebody was yelling to him, I think, because started out pretty promising for Ubley, but again, a legal shift there by the Bearcats, and they're going to have to try again here, 2nd and 12.
Yep, second down coming up. 6:15 to play in the first half, and the Bearcats up 22-0. Bearcats scoring on their first two possessions, punted it away, and then scored on the fourth possession, so 75% scoring average so far in the first half. Austin Drake back to throw, has a man wide open, it is caught, it's Brian Nash. Nash has all kinds of green in front of him, and he's going to score, touchdown Ubley.
Well, the run didn't work the last time due to the penalty, but Brian Nash wide open, and again, the passing game of Ubley, unbelievable here so far this evening, as Austin Drake has completed touchdown passes of 57, 60, and 65 yards now on the night.
Well, if you have Austin Drake starting in your fantasy high school football league, there you go. 3 big touchdown passes.
We should start one. We could just put all Ubley guys on there because it seems like they all deliver. I mean, right now, Drake, Booms, Cleary, Tyler Peruski, some nice runs here tonight. This Ubley offense just clicking.
2-point conversion try coming up. Drake will drop back to throw, looking to the left side of the field. It is incomplete, intended for Jason Kaufman, and with 6:03 to play in the first half, it's Ubley 28, the Deckerville Eagles nothing. You're listening to High School Football on Cruise 102 FM.
At Bayport State Bank of Bayport, Pigeon, and Bed Axe, they enjoy giving credit. Bayport State Bank believes no matter who wins, they'd like to give credit to everyone. To everyone who's ever worked as a team, everyone who's ever pulled together for a common goal. They salute you. Because at Bayport State Bank, they believe in giving credit where credit is due. Bayport State Bank of Bayport, Pigeon, and BedEx. Member FDIC.
If you're age 50 or older, we'll give you an auto insurance discount from Auto Owners Insurance. Mature drivers have fewer and less costly accidents, so we'll charge you less for your personal auto insurance. Insure both your car and home with us and qualify for more premium discounts through Auto Owners Insurance.
Stone Insurance, your independent agent in Deckerville, has served the community's insurance needs for 50 years. Call Stone Insurance at 800-530-9105 or stop in.
28-0, the Bearcats with the lead here at Herb Field with 6:03 to play in the first half. Bearcats kick it away, and we field it at the 20-yard line. That looked like number 47, who I do not have on the program. No, 42, Zachary Kalesa, the return man for the Eagles, brings it up to the 36-yard line. And that is where the Eagles will have it, first and 10. First three possessions of the night, actually make that the first four possessions of the night for the Eagles, ended with the Eagles kicking it away and getting very little yardage. We'll have to check some of those numbers at halftime here and see just what the Eagles have for yardage.
I would say it's under 20 for the evening.
Petullo, the quarterback, hands it off, and it's going to go to Dylan Lundgren. Lundgren finds his way up to the 41-yard line. That is a pickup of 5 on the play.
That last doubly scoring drive, another goofy scoring drive here. You remember the last one was a two-play 59-yard drive and a 60-yard touchdown due to a loss on the previous play. Well, similar thing on that previous drive, a two-play 63-yard drive. There was a penalty, as you remember. Tyler Peruski had a 60-yard touchdown run wiped out. Well, this time Austin Drake hit Brian Nash on a 65-yard touchdown pass on a 63-yard drive. So, another goofy night here.
I'm glad you're explaining that, because I could never get that out. Handoff to the Eagles. That is Richard Wilfong, the ball carrier. And Wilfong finds his way up to the 44-yard line, a pickup of 3 on the play. Third down and 2 coming up. 5 minutes to go in the first half, and the Bearcats with a 28-0 lead over Deckerville.
Yeah, and this Deckerville pass defense tonight, just sieve-like. I mean, Ubley just completing passes, not really long passes either, but the guys are just wide open. Eric Booms wide open on a couple different ones. Nash, nobody covering him here on the near side, unable to just walk into the end zone.
Full house formation and a whistle and a timeout called by the Bearcats. We will take a break with 4:42 to go in the first half. You're listening to High School Football on Cruise 102 FM.
Buy 3 Napa Shocks or Struts and get the 4th free during the Napa Shocktober sale going on now at Ubley Motor Service. That's right, install 3 Napa Shocks or Struts and get the 4th free through October 31st at Ubley Motor Service. Ubley Motor Service also has great deals now on Cooper, BF Goodrich, and Goodyear tires, and they have a tire changing machine that can accommodate up to 24-inch rims and run flat tires. For tires, shocks, struts, tune-ups, transmission overhauls, carburetor rebuilds, and mufflers to complete engine replacement, trust Ubley Motor Service. Good luck, Ubley Bearcats, from the pit crew at Ubley Motor Service.
Welcome back to Herb Field in Ubley, where it is the Bearcats 28, the Eagles nothing. Week number 8 of the high school football season, and Jason, we say this every week, where has this season gone? Because it just seemed like a few days ago we were battling the heat in August, and then the start of the season, and now here we are. After tonight, one more week of the high school football season, and then we can start our playoff talk in earnest as we try and guess who's going to be where and when they're going to play and all that good stuff.
Yeah, it really takes shape after tonight. A lot of teams are going to clinch. A lot of teams are going to take home league championships tonight. And, Ubley and Decker will both clinch playoff spots. So there's a chance tonight we could see Sandusky and Bay City All Saints clinch playoff spots as well.
Handoff for the Eagles. It's Cody Ross, the ball carrier. And Ross, with the biggest run of the night for the Eagles, finds his way into Bearcat territory to the 44-yard line. That is an Eagle first down.
Well, Ubley called the timeout there for a defensive adjustment, but I think Coach Bill Brown of Deckerville took that opportunity to really maybe inform his guys, hey, we can get first downs. We can cross midfield. That's okay to do. But a nice run there by Ross, picking up that first down. And Deckerville finds themselves with a chance here to cut into this 28-0 Ubley lead.
And I'm sure he also told them, look, we're not going to get 28 points on this possession. We need to get first downs before we can start talking about touchdowns. Handoff, Richard Wilfong, the ball carrier, and Wilfong strung out along the line of scrimmage. Managed to pick up 3, maybe 4 on the play as he takes it down to the Bearcat 40-yard line. It is a gain of 4, second down and 6 coming up.
Yeah, a couple of nice plays here back-to-back for Deckerville. Cody Ross on that previous play, Wilfong there, kind of strung out a little bit along that left side, but was able to turn it up, pick up 4 yards.
Second down coming up. 4 minutes to go here in the first.